The ordinance change would eliminate an extra charge for people who are not residents of the Petersburg Borough, instead having the same fee for both residents and non-residents. The existing fees also offer a discount for youth and seniors. The proposal gets rid of those youth and senior fees. Those 55 and older would pay the same as other adults, while youth could use the facility for free. Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger supported the ordinance change.
The revenue stream generated in 2020 isn't something we can plot from moving forward. With some of these changes, I appreciate both Steve and Stephanie being up front saying we don't really know what this is going to do in terms of projected revenue, and we're going to have to wait and see. I encourage us to pass this. And if we learn along the way that either revenues or usership is down or revenues are too low, we can always adapt it on the fly.
He was referring to Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht and Parks and Recreation Director Stephanie Payne. She confirmed by email this week it's difficult to estimate the impact on revenue from the proposed fees because money-generating activity at the community center has decreased dramatically over the past year. Stanton Greger proposed an amendment to the new ordinance to allow no charge for anyone under 18 years old instead of under 14.
Making it free of charge for those under 18 puts our money where our mouth is as a borough right now, just saying that we really want people of all walks of life to be able to use the gym. And I think the punch passes are a great deal for generating revenue, and same with the annual pass. And again, if we realize our income, you know, revenue generated is down too far, we can't adapt it. But I think erring on the side of all kids on the community really makes sense, and I hope we can pass that amendment.
That changed passed the assembly unanimously. The proposal itself also passed in first reading with unanimous support. The new fee would be $5 a visit for all adults for the community center. That's the existing resident charge per visit. $300 would pay for an annual membership. That's a decrease from the current cost of $320 for residents or $380 for non-residents. Monthly or three-month passes would be eliminated. $48 would pay for a punch pass for 24 visits to the facility. That's roughly half the current cost. In addition, the ordinance would allow seniors to do some volunteer work to save up to half the cost of an annual membership. The proposal would get rid of family passes aimed at reducing the costs for bigger households, although with kids getting in free, those discounts would no longer be needed. The Parks and Recreation Advisory Board, which just restarted last year, has not yet discussed the fee change or voted on a recommendation. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Bicknicki.